This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. We've got some important economic data rolling our way this morning, including the latest read on consumer confidence. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here live with a quick breakdown. Hello, Nancy.
Hey, Jeff.
All right, we've got home prices and consumer confidence. What do we have?
Well, the Case-Shiller Index came out this morning, Jeff. It looks at housing prices in the 20 biggest metropolitan areas of the country. Prices in those areas were up 0.4% in July. Mm-hmm. That number was a bit lower than economists expected, but it was still the sixth straight month in a row that housing prices increased. So good news. Some economists look at these numbers and say the housing market has turned a corner. And also, as you mentioned, consumer confidence is up. It has jumped to the highest level since February.
Yeah, consumer confidence. We give people this number all the time. When they measure this, what exactly are we so confident about?
Well, right now, the main thing is jobs. People are more optimistic about the job market. More people are saying jobs are plentiful. I talked with Gus Fauché about this. He's the senior economist at PNC Financial Services, and he says there are a number of things at play here.
We are adding jobs, so the job market is picking up. Stock markets are up. That's a big source of consumer confidence. And we're starting to see house prices turn around as well.
And, you know, Jeff, that just shows how all these numbers are connected. As far as consumers go, if the value of their house goes up, they feel richer and more confident.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you very much.
You're welcome.